You're listening to SBS News.
Shoppers have been drawn to the Miss Gladys Sim Choon store for almost a century. Today, the shop in Adelaide's East End is known for its fashion-forward aesthetic, but it was once the city's go-to place for imported luxury items, as Natalie Cafora explains.
They sold lots of fancy goods, so they imported lots of Chinese exotic goods from China, and they sold kind of napery, embroidery, lingerie, Chinese handcrafts, porcelains, that kind of thing. And it was very much selling an exotic view of China to the white person in Adelaide.
Miss Cafora is a curator at Adelaide's Migration Museum, where the Sim Choon family is the subject of a new exhibition. She says Gladys Sim Choon was the daughter of pioneering Chinese migrants who arrived in Australia in the late 19th century, just before the White Australia policy was enacted. The whole family was entrepreneurial, but it was Gladys whose name became synonymous with success.
And it's definitely almost like Gladys played on her Chinese-ness as a way of selling the products. Like in lots of the advertising, she's posing with lanterns or she's wearing Chinese dress. And in her private photos at home, she never wears any of those things. So it's a really interesting kind of look into the way their business model almost.
The Sim Choon family became both well-known and wealthy. Gladys married and moved to Hobart, running the store remotely with an occasional trip to Adelaide. Her daughter, Mei Ling Nile, says her mother didn't talk much about her success.
Well, we were very proud of her, my brothers and I, because we didn't realise until we'd more or less left school that what my mother had achieved over there.
Among the finery and delicate objects on display are documents that shed light on another side of the Sim Choon story as Chinese Australians. There's a copy of John Sim Choon's exemption to a dictation test, complete with inked fingerprints. The dictation test was a language test required of non-Europeans travelling into Australia. Each family member would have had to apply for such a document every time they returned from a trip overseas. For a business built on imports from China, this would have been a considerable burden, says Miss Cafora.
They had to have head and shoulder photos taken, they had to have personal references, and they also had to have their thumbprints taken. Originally it was a whole handprint, but it shifted later to the thumbprints when the Sim Choon family were travelling. And this kind of definitely made the Chinese Australians feel like criminals, because they're the only other people that have thumbprints or handprints taken.
Abdul Razak Mohammed and his partner Joff bought the Miss Gladys Sim Choon store in 1983 after falling in love with the brand. Though the product line has changed, he says the spirit of the pioneering Sim Choon family and the woman at the heart of it is still part of the brand.
They had to have head and shoulder photos taken, they had to have personal references, and they also had to have their thumbprints taken. Originally it was a whole handprint, but it shifted later to the thumbprints when the Sim Choon family were travelling. And this kind of definitely made the Chinese Australians feel like criminals, because they're the only other people that have thumbprints or handprints taken.
The Sim Choon exhibition runs until July the 22nd. Philippa Carisbrook, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.